Hi, everyone. I'm Lula.
And I'm Jude.
And welcome back to Just Friends.
Yay.
Today, Jude's doing
topic.
The episode.
Yeah.
Wait, I just stuttered because we talked so much about not doing that.
I know.
Yay!
No, I quickly pivoted. I was doing the yay and then I heard you pivot and I was like, oh, yeah, we're not doing that anymore.
Should we do the how's your heart thing?
Sure. Let's do that. I like that. I like that intro.
That's how we, to the viewers, to the listeners.
Start our episodes now.
Yeah, that's how we've been taught. Well, have we done it once yet?
Have we done it once?
We were like season three. We're not going to just like randomly scream every time we say the name of the podcast. And instead we're going to be like, how's your heart? And it'll replace like high-low buffalo things.
I like that.
Okay, let's do it.
I like that intro. I'm feeling very, very lit up right now.
That's good.
Mainly because of the caffeine. I mean, I've had like two coffees and now I'm on my like second cup of black tea. But I don't know. I'm feeling like it's a beautiful day out.
Yeah.
And I went on a lovely run this morning and I'm just like ready to take on the day. So I'm feeling
yay.
Good. And I'm excited for this episode, even though I'm like a little scared.
Yeah. I'm feeling immediate sensation is like nervous about this episode because you all week Jude's been like, you're going to hate it. So I'm a little, I'm like not as lit up maybe as you are. But I'm really excited. I'm also having like a generally good vibe.
Yeah.
The past couple of days, which was weird because like, I don't know. I think I've been fluctuating a lot. I've been having very intense like highs and lows, but today I'm feeling more on the up. I'm feeling energetic in the way that's like productivity centered. Like I'm like, I can get things done, which I haven't felt really since being back. And I'm not sure if that's a like, I'm bought into Yale. Like I'm ready. I'm on the grind. Or if it's like, actually, I'm in a good mood.
The highs and lows feel very Yale-y.
Mm-hmm.
Like you totally. Either, like you're at the like peak, everything's great, you're running through things, classes are great, you're just crushing life, or like everything's awful and you're depressed and
correct.
Like, yeah. That feels very much like a hyperbolic experience at Yale.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think you're bought into Yale. Except
success.
Great success. Except we were away in New York this weekend.
Oh yeah, which was great.
Yeah, that was actually so good.
Let's start with that.
Okay, let's talk about that.
Shout
first.
Out yeah. Gabriel DeSanti.
Like the best. Like one of the most lovely human beings I've interacted with.
Yeah, he was our guest on last week's episode, the first guest of season three.
Yep. And go check that episode out if you haven't, because yeah. It's just a fun episode.
I don't even want to say what it's about.
No, but it's great.
It was really fun. And this is the main shout out. He gave us this beautiful card in New York. We went to go see him over the weekend and make little videos with him. And it is like, I don't think anyone's ever given us a gift.
Never.
Like, sorry.
Well, that's not true.
Our parents have given us gifts.
But not for the pod.
But also not like, no guest has given us a
gift. And also like, yeah. No, this is special. He like hand drew the logo of Just Friends.
It looks painted.
Or painted or whatever. He did something. But he was like, it was just like such a lovely, thoughtful gift. I don't know.
It's really cute.
Yeah. So thank you, Gabriel.
Thank you, Gabriel. We miss you.
We miss you.
That was definitely a high.
Yeah.
Getting out of Yale for a second.
It helped.
Was really good, which was crazy because we've only been here for 2 weeks. Okay.
Okay.
Episode?
Episode.
Okay, what are we doing, Jude?
So I want to do a warm-up. This is why I am a little scared. I think you're actually going to like the topic, but I'm a little scared about the warm-up. Now, I also want to acknowledge that this warm-up is going to be, like, weird for the listeners if you're not watching for, like, a minute, okay? But bear with us because, yeah.
And weird for me.
And weird for you.
I'm in it with you.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Wait, you're, like, nervous.
I'm scared because I don't know.
You're making me nervous.
Okay, I'm going to move the table real quick.
What?
Here we go. Start shaking your right hand.
This is fucking, like, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4. This is, like, the theater kid shit. Okay.
All right. You're going to have to repeat after me, though, okay?
No.
Oh, no. Ooh, I feel so good.
I've done this so many times in my life. Is it Faith made us do this for colored girls?
The ooh, I feel so good.
Ooh, I feel so good. Just yeah. Like I knew
know
I would. Yeah.
Ooh, I feel so good. All right, next one. You know the leg. Wait, you do the. I do the like. She is dying out here. Why are you having this reaction?
Why is this on camera?
Ooh, good question.
That's why.
Why?
I don't know.
Why do you think I want to bring this up?
I want, you're going to be like.
We're talking about embarrassment today, Lula.
Okay.
Jesus.
No, that's good. I was talking about that last night with Caroline.
I mean, I think we've been like kind of trying to talk about it this entire season.
Uh-huh.
And like even like last season, like talking about like asking girls out and self-promoting. And there's just so many different topics. But like I feel like we need to take this head on. Like,
yeah,
both of us have our own weird feelings about it.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I think it's really important to think about.
That's so, I didn't think it was going to go in an embarrassment route. I thought it was going to be like a movement gets your anxiety out thing. Like, I thought it was going to be like more of a.
I feel like, if we're not going to do it, I think I want to bring the table back.
Well, do you want us to keep doing it?
I don't know. I'm down to like fully do it with you, like put the mics down and just get in our bodies because it feels so good and you know it does.
Yeah.
Right? That's why I think it's so interesting is it's like, well, I'll explain why I brought this activity in for embarrassment, but like you decide if you want to do it right now, but it will be in front of the camera.
Why? Because that's my question. I don't feel like it's embarrassing.
Because I think it's a good capturing of like what it feels like to be embarrassed. I think if it was just you and I doing it alone, it's not that embarrassing. We do a lot of stupid shit alone. Like the thing I'm trying to emulate is that moment of like, oh my God, like this is awkward.
Yeah. Like, well, I already got it. Yeah. We did it.
So then maybe we don't have to do the actual activity.
Okay. Well, I feel like I'm letting you down if we don't do it.
Well, I mean, I'm going to do it.
Oh, okay. You can do it.
Okay.
Is that embarrassing for you?
Yeah, exactly. 100% embarrassing, but I'm fucking down to do it.
Okay. I'll do it.
Okay. Oh, you're gonna do it too now?
Yeah, because I don't feel embarrassed if I'm helping Jude not be embarrassed.
Ooh, I feel so good. Yeah.
Just like I knew I would.
Ooh, I feel so good. Okay, now the leg. Ooh, I feel so good. Yeah. Just like I knew I would. Ooh, I feel so good.
Wait, your rhythm's off.
Well,
dude.
No shit.
It's, ooh, I feel so good. Just like I knew I would. Ooh, I feel so good.
Oh, I am really off.
I know. It's okay. Okay, now we did it. Then we go like this.
I feel so good. Okay, that's it.
Well, now I'm like, nothing can get more embarrassing the rest of the pod.
Well, nothing will be because that was embarrassing. Let me start.
Okay, do your spiel.
I'm caffeinated. I'm all over the place. But let me explain. So I'm in a creativity class. Mm-hmm. You bring this up when I walked in the door. You're like, are you going to do some stupid activity from the creativity class? I was like, oh, yep, that's exactly what I'm doing.
Uh-huh.
And we start each class with like a 10 to 15 minute warm up of our bodies. And one of those activities was that. And it's like a group of like 60, 70 people.
Wow, I didn't know it was that big.
Such a big class.
I know so many people in it.
And it's a good class. I love it. But there's something really powerful about being with strangers who are also your peers, moving your body like that at the beginning of the school year. And it's awkward and people are giggling, but it feels so good. Like, you feel free. Like, by the end of it, when you're all wiggling and it's all 70 of you guys, like, it's normal to be embarrassed in that class.
Mm-hmm.
And when you create that environment, it feels like right now we did the embarrassing part of this episode. Like, but now I feel like I can be myself in this moment, completely like in the moment. And like, I think that the fact that both of us, I think, grapple with feeling embarrassed, I think everyone feels like that's just a natural human sensation. But like, I think it prevents us from feeling so liberated and free in a lot of our daily life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's disappointing. That's sad. No?
Yeah, I agree with you. I'm just thinking about that. It's so interesting. So I've done that exercise, I said, for Colored Girls. If you're listening and don't know what that is, it's basically a show that I was in at Yale last year. And the director, before we'd go on stage, like, showed us that warm up. And it's very similar to the thing I thought you were going to make us do, which is the 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
You shake
all your limbs, etc. And they're all these like, I've done so many different variations of a body warm up like that. That's pre-show. Mm-hmm. Like, it's when places have been called. It's when the lights are out. And like, the audience is waiting for you to walk on stage. And the director's like, do the whatever circle. And it's so interesting because I've never done that in the context of like not being embarrassed. Or it's never how I've thought of it. Like, whenever I do that, it's not to like, or at least my immediate thought.
It's to get your nerves out.
Yeah, it's to like get your nerves out and be like, I can do this sort of thing. Like, it's not, which I guess obviously does relate to embarrassment or not. But it's so interesting.
You're also doing it with like your ensemble, who you're close with, who you like are just like kind of a community with. And there's a lot of play in theater when you do that. Because I've done those activities before and I've never thought about it in an embarrassing sense.
Uh-huh.
But being in a class with 70 like peers and my friends.
Right. You're like, this is embarrassing.
Like, yeah, you're being perceived. Uh-huh. And you're like, it's just a different setting to do this activity. And like, I don't know. It's like, it's awkward for a little bit and some people are giggling. But then like, I can tell now that like we do it every week, like people get excited by the warm up. It feels good.
Mm-hmm. Do you do that one every week?
We do like a ton of different ones, okay. But like that's one that I hope we keep doing. But uh-huh. There's also one that we do like you like get really big like a lion and you're like, ah, and then you get really small like a prune.
Yeah.
And you like your entire body and you're like, and it's really playful.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I don't know. And I think about it a lot in art, right? That's like kind of what I'm excited to talk to you about. Because yeah. I think you have, my question for you is, don't you think you have to be a little embarrassed to be an artist?
Like, yes.
The only way to be a great artist is really give all of yourself and who you are to your art. And that's vulnerable.
Yes. This is why I said, like at the very beginning, I was like, when you were like, this is embarrassing, I was like, perfect. I was just talking to Caroline about this last night because we were talking about various like gigs that I'm talking about doing at Yale mm-hmm. that I'm not going to say on air because okay. I'm superstitious, but that's not an embarrassment thing. Like I'll talk about them if I get them and if they happen, but I'm not now. That's because I don't want to jinx it, but so much of the convo, I was like, that's going to be so embarrassing to do.
Mm-hmm.
And what I realized, or like what I'm still like working on, I was trying to figure out what the embarrassing part of it is, because I don't think performing is embarrassing. But I was, in the context of this specific gig, I was talking about performing songs off of my EP.
Mm-hmm. Your songs.
I even feel embarrassed or like cringy EP, being guys. Like, my EP. But I think the first thing that I said was, I was like, those songs are so sad. Mm-hmm. Like, not necessarily all sad, but they're very vulnerable, like you yep. said. They're incredible. It's like, I wrote this alone.
Yep.
And it was really weird to me because I haven't done any performances at Yale that are my own songs completely. Like, even the songs that I performed last year at Yale with ABC, which was the band. I'm shout like talking AC. As if we have new listeners for season 3, because we might. You never know. We're all like, even if most of them were covers, and if they were originals, it was songs that I wrote with the band in mind. And if I was like, at the mic, whatever, being like, this is an original. It wasn't, I never was like, I wrote this. Mm-hmm. I don't think. Like, it was kind of like, it's an ABC original.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it was written for the band, and it wasn't like me up there with a like ukulele being like, I'm so sad, da 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 da. And I think there was a
yeah, you
big,
did sing vulnerable songs.
Yeah.
With
but
ABC.
But they were like energetically exciting. None of those were like okay. mellow. And I think that's a different level of it. Like, I think going up to perform a song that's like not that exciting mm-hmm. for the audience, like it's not audience happy.
Yeah.
That's a whole other level of like, this is embarrassing.
Because
I think on even if it's a song that I didn't write, because I'm like, you're making people either like really closely listen and also get upset or feel some type of way. Or they're ignoring you because they're like, this is slow and sad and quiet. And I think either of those are not, I'm not saying that should be embarrassing, mm-hmm. but I think it's a weird level of performing to like walk into a stage and be like, I know I'm going to make you guys like not have a good time. Like, even if that's not the case, like they might have a good time with like, oh, it's the art, whatever.
Yeah.
Like if they think the performance is good, et cetera. Like, there's a very different energy if you go to a concert that's, like, you're going to love jumping up and down to and singing,
mm-hmm.
even if it's a sad content, versus, like, someone alone on stage strumming a guitar and, like, crying while they sing.
Okay, but then, like, how do you weigh that maybe your best songs are the ones that might be sad if you stream it?
I totally think that about myself.
Yeah. So then like yeah. how and like and you might be like not giving that to, like I'm thinking about like all the songs. Like a lot of the songs that I listen to are sad, and the songs that I love are the ones that I've needed. Like maybe someone really needs your song. And yeah, you might be embarrassing yourself. Maybe a lot of people won't like your songs, but there are so many people out there that might need that.
Yeah, and I feel that way about other artists. Like, the majority of the time I'm listening to sad music.
Yeah.
For sure. Or, like, very, like, lyrical, like, singer-songwritery, someone's upset on the microphone. I think, like, going into those concerts, I've never, as an audience member, been like, oh my God, I feel embarrassed for you. Like, you're singing a super sad song to a room of however many thousands of people, whatever. But it does require a certain energy. And I think part of what I think about, or what I was talking about last night, was like doing a gig where other like Yaleys would be performing. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I don't really want to come on stage and be like the sad song girl. Like, I don't want that to be what I'm contributing to, like, an otherwise fun night.
Okay.
Full of, like, loud, you know what, but, I mean? Okay, and that's a specific example,
that's
for sure.
That doesn't sound like as much embarrassment as just much of, like, trying to curate an exact vibe for an event.
Yes, that's, I was like, I don't know if it's going to be bad vibes. That's exactly the words I use in the text.
But that's, like, that makes more sense.
But it's interesting, though,
but is that embarrassment?
I felt like it would be embarrassing.
Yeah.
I agree with you. I don't think that's what it's about. Like, objectively, I'm like, that's not an embarrassing thing. But I was like, the feeling was like, if I went on stage and did that, if I was like the sad songs in an otherwise happy event, mm-hmm. I would feel embarrassed, which is like, what does that even mean?
I mean, okay, so I want to go back to something you said earlier, but okay. I think it all connects. It's like, and I don't want to speak for you, but this is for me, right? You were saying something about how you don't want to talk about the potential venues you may perform at because you might jinx it.
Mm-hmm.
And I totally relate to that. I do that all the time with all of these different opportunities that I may get. But I think deep underneath that, it's not about jinxing it. I think that's like a narrative that I've constructed for myself. I think it's that I'm embarrassed that if I don't get it, if I don't do it, then I'm going to be judged. Or I'm going to be embarrassed or whatever it is. Like, I think about the moment when I like was supposed to be on Little Big Shots in like sixth grade and I was so excited. And then like the day before I flew out to LA to film it, I get the call and they're like, nope, we're not going to have you.
Yeah.
And I was like heartbroken. Uh-huh. But before I actually felt the heartbreak, I was like, fuck. I told all my friends.
These people. Uh-huh.
Like, I have to now tell my friends that I'm not wanted anymore. And I'm wondering like if maybe it is about the bad vibes. Maybe it really is. But maybe it's deep down that you might be embarrassed to get on stage and sing the most vulnerable songs you actually have in you. Like, would you do that at a different event? Like, what if I set up a show for you where it was just you, right? Uh-huh. And people know that that's what they're getting. I think there still might be some embarrassment there.
I think so too. I mean, I think it's interesting. First of all, I agree with what you said. I think under that there for sure is a level of like, I told people and I didn't get it. And that's very distinct from the embarrassment that's like when I apply to something and don't get it. And it's an internal like cycle. Very different from an external, like I have to report to people that I didn't get it. And they're going to like either pity me or like try and comfort me. Yeah. And either way, I'm going to be like, that's not how I'm feeling. Fuck you. You know what I mean? But I also think this is so interesting because like embarrassment revolved around like performance is so different for me, at least feels so different than what we just did with the shakeout embarrassment.
Why?
I don't know, but I'm just realizing it as I'm hearing you talk. And as I'm like I feel like there are daily embarrassing little things. Like some people I'm like, feel like I've gotten over this a fair amount, but like are really embarrassed to eat alone in a dining hall, for example. Like to me, that's a very different, there's very different underlying emotions that don't exist if it's like, I'm going to be vulnerable.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't really know what they are.
I buy that.
But I think, yeah, I think there's many different types of embarrassment that I feel.
I relate to that. Uh-huh. Like the embarrassment of like jumping around like my, like the, like New Haven is my parkour center is different than my embarrassment when I'm mess up a magic trick or when I ask a girl for her number and get rejected. Like one of those, they're all different things.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say that by having this umbrella term, like I think what I'm really interested about embarrassment is it has not, like, it shouldn't have this much power. Like, on an evolutionary standpoint, it makes sense because it's like, oh, like, it's trying to, like, promote pro-social behavior, right? Like, there's a crazy neuroscience study, not to get too sciencey, but it was like, the same part of your brain that actually experiences pain, like physical pain, is activated when we feel these moments of embarrassment and rejection. Like,
yeah.
And so if you take an Advil before you do something where you think you're going to get embarrassed or feel pain, you actually don't feel it as much.
That's crazy. Which is crazy.
Yeah.
Insane. That's good to share. Yeah, that's not too sciencey. That's a really pro tip.
And that being said,
how to not feel embarrassed.
I can't tell you any times where you should have been embarrassed. Like, I don't remember. All I can think of is, like, moments where I feel embarrassed. Like, no one remembers other people's moments. Like, no. Which is crazy because it's, like, in the moment you're like, oh, my God, like, I'm so embarrassed by this. But, like, no one's going to remember. No one cares because they're all too preoccupied by their own embarrassment.
Mm-hmm.
And yet we let this run our lives.
But that's interesting because then I'm like, let it keep running everyone's life if it's going to keep them from remembering my, like, not really, but you know what I mean?
Like, yes. And like, yeah, I do get that. Like, yeah, sure.
But yeah, no one should ideal. Be. But I'm like, some people do embarrassing things.
But I think those are like the most fun people sometimes. Like, I think that.
Or they get like canceled. You know what I mean?
No, because embarrassing, I think we're like walking a territory. I think embarrassing things is different than like cancel, being like disrespect. Like, I think there's a difference between embarrassing or embarrassment and like understanding yourself in the world.
I agree.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like you, like I can
self-awareness.
Do self-awareness. Thank
there
you.
We go. Uh-huh.
Like, I think that you can do things that are embarrassing and still have self-awareness that you are doing embarrassing things. Like, I know that the like little game we played is embarrassing. Like, that's going to be silly
And you are self-aware.
Yeah.
Yes.
And like that's okay. But like, I'm not doing stuff that's just like weird for no reason and I'm not aware that it's weird.
Hmm. Interesting. Because I was going to say it's self-defense. Like, I think it's a defense mechanism to be like, I don't want to do something that could be so embarrassing, right? But then I stopped myself because I'm like, when have I let embarrassment like keep me from doing something and then felt good about not doing it?
Never.
I don't know.
I never
probably
have.
Never. I saw this.
I only regret it. Like, I only walk away. And there are times where I'm like, oh, I should have jumped on this random like structure because I wanted to do parkour, but I felt awkward doing it in this moment. And I always just am like, damn, like, I guess embarrassment got the better of me, and that's okay.
Can I give a weird example?
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say two things. One, I actually can think of a kind of recent time where I'm glad I didn't do something.
Okay.
Because I think it would have been embarrassing. So can I talk about this? At Esme got into Eden.
Woo! Shout out Esme.
And there's like whatever midnight when they all get tapped.
Yeah.
And like various people were like, oh my God, you should go. Like whatever. Laugh at Esme doing her little hazing routine. And I was gonna go and then didn't go for various reasons. And then, but in the moment, I was not feeling that I would be embarrassed if I went.
Yeah.
Is a crucial part of this.
Yeah.
But then the next day or something, I saw videos of like what it was like when like all the little freshmen who were tapped like entered the room and I was like screaming at them. And I was like, it would have been so embarrassing if I was there as like someone who isn't in Eden. But I was like, I'm here for my sister.
But that's not you making a decision of behavior based on embarrassment. That's like a retrospect embarrassment. That's like, glad I didn't go because I actually think if you went, you may have had a different experience, you know?
Uh-huh.
But like, you made a decision to not go for many other reasons. You were tired.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't really want to go out. Like,
came back from the city.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay. Here's the other thing I was
going to
say.
Tell me the other one.
I saw, fuck, I have no memory. I saw this girl.
No.
This woman. Talking on like the red carpet for the Grammys.
Okay.
It just happened. And I don't know, someone was like asking people for like little snippets of advice that for their like
their TikTok.
Whatever. Yeah. And I forget who the woman was, but her advice was like fail faster.
Yeah.
Which I've heard a lot before. Like, she's not the first person to say that. But I literally saw that this morning. And I think that is helpful in the context of like getting over embarrassment.
Totally.
Like, I think if you do the things that you think will embarrass you, you'll realize when it was like yourself keeping you back, or if it was like, actually, I shouldn't have done that.
And like then you learn.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
There's a game theory class that I didn't get into this semester, mm-hmm. but I sat in for the first class because I wanted to try and get in for next year, which I did. And I was like so shocked because the loser of all the games get a standing ovation. Like the teacher literally made everyone uh-huh. stand up and applaud them for being bad at the games. And at first I was like, this is pretty like disrespectful of the teacher to do this. Like that's uh-huh. kind of a dick move.
Yeah.
But then he like gave his logic and he was like, I don't think enough people at Yale fail. Like the only way to get to Yale is like have good grades, do all the extracurricular activities, get a high ACT or SAT grade. Like you have to just be on it. And I think that you all need to fail more. So when you guys fail in this class, you're going to get a standing ovation because you need, like, it's good to fail.
This reminds me of that thing. I think you said this some point in freshman year when we were talking about like Yale dating or hookup culture or something and like why it's so intense and odd. And I think you were the one who said something. It's like you take a bunch of like privileged 18-year-olds who have never faced rejection and put them together. And like, what are they going to do? And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah. And I think rejection and embarrassment go hand in hand, but I think they're different too. I think that's also important.
Well, because I think like when I'm thinking of...
I think rejection leads to embarrassment.
Rejection leads to embarrassment. But I think it can also... I think embarrassment can also come before it. Like a fear of rejection.
I think that's... Isn't that the fear of embarrassment? Like the reason I don't tell people that I'm like going out for like an exciting opportunity or something is not because I'm embarrassed that I'm pursuing that opportunity, like a job, right? Like it's not like I'm gonna like, it's not that I'm fearing that I'm like, it's that I'm worried that if I get rejected, I'm scared to tell everyone that I got rejected. And that's
then
the embarrassing
part. Then don't tell anyone that you're applying. So if that's my question then. Wait, if you don't tell anyone you're applying, you would still have no embarrassment if you got rejected, like internally.
Yeah, I think it'd be, I would not, embarrassment would not be the word I use. I'd be like disappointed and like uh-huh. bummed out and uh-huh. I'd feel rejected. I wouldn't feel embarrassed. I think embarrassment is completely a social behavior, like a social experience. It is not, yeah. Like, I don't think, like when I'm alone and I'm like, singing in the shower or something, I don't feel embarrassed about my bad voice because no one's around. It's just me singing the voice.
It's actually true. I'm reflecting. Yeah. That's why I'm not. That's what I'm humming.
And the fact that we like let our like lives and our freedom be dictated by like some person on the street, what they're going to think and they're going to completely forget in 2 minutes is just crazy. I understand it. It makes sense on all levels. And in some ways, if you're self-reflective and self-aware, then I think you should just go embrace that embarrassment. Like, I mean, the stupidest example of this is like, you know, the penis game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's the stupidest game, but it like, there's a reason that it's a game.
Can you explain? You can't just say okay. that. And then if people don't know what it is.
You guys don't know the penis game. Okay. The penis game is you do it with your friends and someone says penis. And then the next person has to say it louder. You're going to say it or no?
No.
Why? Penis. You know, it's like, and then you just keep going louder and louder.
We're not playing the
game. And you're screaming at it by the end. And like, first of all, destigmatize the word penis. That's just like a body part. So
okay.
first there. Second uh-huh. of all, it is taboo in society and in the world to just scream penis. But it's exciting and it's fun and you're pushing the boundaries even though there's no harm to anyone done.
But what if there's someone... What if this is like a boy?
Yeah, go give me your hypothetical.
Situation.
Go give me your hypothetical and be
what
difficult.
What if someone needs to scream penis because someone is doing a person with a penis is inappropriately displaying it in public? What if that?
Okay, that's a crazy thing. First of all, like, yeah. Like,
I mean, that happens on the subway, for example. But then imagine. Then imagine that there's just a group of teenagers screaming penis and everyone's like, who's the perpetrator?
I want to watch this on SNL. Just like these teenagers being penis, and then like the cop comes in and like tackles them.
yes.
I mean, I don't really have an answer for that.
Okay, well that I like, just had to but, I had to play but, devil's but advocate.
You can play devil's advocate and I still would say that you guys keep like, yeah. Maybe yeah,
you guys keep what?
Keep playing the game. I don't know. I think okay with that.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, if you guys hear someone yell penis, make sure that no one's like weirdly
safety
flashing
first.
Themselves. Yeah, but like I think you can still say it.
Okay.
Okay.
Moving on from that
topic.
Thank
you for that hypothetical.
Well, seriously. Sorry, that's became
No, it's a good one.
Okay.
I don't know what I'm hoping from this conversation.
Yeah, do you
other
want
than, like I'm just like kind of personally, I think the reason I wanted to bring it up, I mean, I think that we've like been talking about it a lot on this podcast.
It was my first New Year's thing.
Yeah.
I was leaning into embarrassment. Yeah.
And like self-promotion, specifically with the podcast and music and everything. But I also think there's something about like being back at Yale that feels a little different. Where like in Copenhagen, I felt very incognito. And like I was like embracing that because it's like I didn't know anyone and like I can be as embarrassing as I want. And I think this is where you and I also differ. Where like I feel so free to be embarrassing in front of strangers. Like I don't care really. Like I'll do some stupid stuff.
Yeah, we do differ a lot.
You
here.
Feel a little bit more free to be embarrassing in front of your friends and people you know. But like at Yale, I feel like I do feel a little bit more constrained in my behavior. And I'm trying to break that. And I also think that like when you ask people on the street if they know me, like, is Jude somewhat embarrassing? Yeah, I think I am. Like I do embarrassing things all the time. But I'm trying to like embrace that. Because like that's the person I want to live. Like that's who I want to be. That's like right. I want to do the things that like are silly and fun, but I want to do it anyway. Like, yeah, might as well, like I'm going to indulge. I don't really care what like random guy on the street thinks.
Yeah, I think it's so interesting, the like abroad versus Yale comparison, because even before you said that that's how we differ, I was thinking how before I went abroad, I kept saying and thinking that it would be such a good opportunity to do music, to like gig, because I was like, I don't know anyone, so I'm not, there's no like repercussions if it goes horribly, but I didn't do it at all.
I was just going to say that at the beginning of the conversation.
Literally at
You didn't
all.
Even talk about it on the podcast. We no. rarely talked about music.
Well, and I also had no like resource. I had no outlet for it.
Yeah, other than your ukulele.
Yeah, which is it. Like...
Yeah, you didn't really have anything.
That's not
yeah.
something you're going to take to the street. You know what I mean? That's like, I don't know.
But we
yeah.
talked about busking in Europe together.
Yeah.
Me doing magic, you singing.
Did you do any magic?
Like for people, but uh-huh. I didn't do it like professionally or on the street or anything.
Yeah.
I just did it like for fun. Yeah. Like party trick.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
But wait, sorry, I interrupted. So you're saying that you feel more comfortable doing that music here, or is it that you just have the opportunity to do music here?
I think both.
Okay.
I do think both. But honestly, I do feel more comfortable doing it here.
I feel like even when we think about like the TikToks that we're thinking about posting for Just Friends, which they're coming out soon, by the way, y'all. But like I feel more comfortable going and talking to strangers, and you feel more comfortable talking to friends or people you know.
Totally.
I don't get that.
Well, I think part of it is that like, and this is maybe me, this is maybe a me thing. Like I feel generally annoyed when I see people like filming loud TikToks on the street where I'm walking.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, except I think I loved doing it with Gabriel. Like in
yeah,
New York.
Yeah, it was fun doing
it, felt
it with Gabe
so free.
Because I didn't even like notice anyone around, honestly. Yeah, it was, which like, was just really playing. Weird. Yeah, it was fun. But for sure, I'm like, you look in the background of our videos and it's people like glaring at us. Did you see that?
Okay. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. And I'm like, that's me on the other side
yeah.
of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like filming a TikTok with your friend is more like we're like creating something together. And I'm like, I get the excitement of talking to strangers completely. I mean, like, that's like the pod. That's what the yeah. guests are. But I think socially, I think that's stranger. And here's another example, which is like, this is again, maybe a me thing. Like I'm projecting or I'm like a cynic or whatever. But when we were in New York and we were walking past that famous like pastry place or something yeah. and we saw those two girls filming like a TikTok review
about their
right outside. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's embarrassing. That's what I felt.
I
for
mean,
sure.
Okay. That's what. So I've been feeling that too, just about TikTok in general. But then you like take it on like when I flip it around and I think about, I mean, when I was a child, one of my favorite activities was making those like short films with my friends. Like, why am I judging other people's, like, what brings them joy and whatever? Like, and,
were you aware of the BBW phase?
What the heck? The BBW? The what?
Like Bath and Body Works.
Oh.
That, like, everyone would, like, film themselves reviewing different, like, scents of, like, hand sanitizer and,
Like, those things give me such a headache.
Yeah, same. And I missed it because it was still when I was at my old school before Nike.
Was it on
and
then
I
remember Vine? What was it on?
Like Instagram accounts that were like literally like BBW and then someone's name. Like I'm sure Ellen Marina had these. Go look them up, guys. But yeah, it was a thing. Like that was such
a phase.
Like a review form yeah. of video when we were like 12.
I don't know. I think it's like fine. That's my take.
That's I'm like maybe it's a
and I, you can judge them and I can probably I probably judge them too. Uh-huh. But it's like okay, it's like those strangers. Like, are we ever gonna see those strangers in the video who were glaring at us again? No.
No.
Do they even remember us? No. Did they forget us after they got on the subway and saw something else embarrassing? Yeah.
Well, I didn't forget those girls. I didn't forget the Cronut girls. I'm like, you guys were embarrassing.
Okay, so maybe you just hold grudges. It's
well,
okay.
That's yeah. I'm like that's I'm. It's probably something internalized. Like this is my fault. I don't know.
Okay, that's it. That's yeah. My, any other thoughts?
It's interesting. No, it's interesting. Like I don't know what the Advil thing's a really good hack. I'm gonna yeah. use that.
No, the Advil's crazy. Like, I yeah. It's insane. It actually works too.
I think. What am I getting out of it? It is helping me like not. I think it's helping me reflect more on like what's underneath the embarrassment thing. Like I think the embarrassment is a helpful umbrella term, like you said, but I also feel like probably there's more things going on than yeah. just like I'm scared or whatever.
For me, it was just an excuse to just state it out loud that I'm just like kind of done with the whole embarrassment thing. And I'm still yeah. gonna feel it. I'm like, I'm a human. Like it's natural. Everyone feels embarrassed. But like, I'm just not like, no, like I'm not going to let this feeling drive my life in the same mm-hmm. way that I'm like, it just like makes no sense. It's like illogical and it feels so good to like kind of, I was going to say circumvent, but it's not even circumvent. It's like usurp the embarrassment. It's mm-hmm. like, I beat it. Like I'm doing yeah. it anyway. It feels so good that like, I don't know why I wouldn't keep pursuing that.
And that's good for your...
That's good for
like,
you.
To do, that's good for you.
Yeah, you
no,
do.
That's good for your like to-do list brain.
Yeah.
To be able to, and mine a little bit too. But I think like, to be like, I checked off, like I did something that was embarrassing.
Yeah.
Like I could so see that being
I'll
on your like,
to,
fuck
I'll
in your
notebook.
No, but it is helpful. I think that's like a good sort of mental game. I think also that's why I put it as the first thing in my New Year's
yeah.
episode. I was like, I want to say that I'm going to lean into this. And now, honestly, multiple people have been like, you said you were going to lean into embarrassment. When I'm like, I don't want to do something. Or like, I'm like, that's cringy. They're like, lean into embarrassment, Lula. And then I'm like, okay.
Okay, I'll do it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm proud that you did it with this activity with me, by the way. I really appreciate Thanks. It. Yeah.
Sucks you for you. In. Embarrassing.
We just high-fived. We got to stop high-fiving.
High-fiving is embarrassing.
Yeah, we're bringing it back.
Your whipping
I'm
is also, embarrassing.
Yeah, I'm bringing back the whip, guys. And
you've
it's
said this
so
in
bad.
Every episode.
Okay.
Wait, I have a gift for us. We can't forget.
Okay,
we can't end
it.
The episode without
I,
that.
I cannot wait. Okay. Do you okay. have like, wait, I don't know what it is. Do you have any like.
No, I got this for us.
It's been coming in the mail for quite a while, Lula. I'm going to
yeah,
be honest.
Yeah, so someone made these.
Oh, someone made it. Okay.
Someone made these and this was like our, I don't know. Like Christmas Hanukkah / season 3 gift.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. This is what it looks like for the people who are watching.
Like
you have
cardboard.
To unwrap it. It's cardboard. Like, I got you a piece of cardboard.
Wait, I'm so confused. Okay. Wait, this is kind of hard to do.
You want me to hold your mic also?
No, I'm good.
What should I talk about while we're unwrapping these? Wait, I hope it's good.
Me too.
Don't draw a bit. It's in this box marked fragile and like completely torn up.
Oh my god.
What
they're
is it?
They're mugs.
What is it?
They say just friends. Ah! And they're mugs. That's super cute.
Isn't that cute?
They're really cute.
They're like these really pretty
Wait,
hand-glazed
they're so cute.
Mugs.
And it's the same color as the podcast
yeah,
artwork.
The other one's like that green color.
Oh.
I know.
And are they
Aren't
for
they
our tea?
Yes.
Yay.
And they have like stamped Just Friends into it. It's
oh
really
my God.
Adorable.
Wait, I love them.
Yay.
Oh, wait, that's so exciting. Wait, the other one's green?
The other one's green. I'm not going to go through the whole unwrapping.
Okay.
But it's
wait,
like
that's
that
so
color.
Lovely. Aw. Wait, I love it. I
Yay.
Love it. Yay.
Okay.
Okay.
Italy, well, so excited.
That's
These
lit.
Finally came.
That's exciting.
Okay, that's it.
Another high five.
Nightmare. Okay, let's do a question.
Because yeah, it feels
jar?
Like a weird, yeah.
Feels weird.
It just feels like a weird ending. Here, wait.
Okay.
You want to pull one out?
Let me put this back on the ground. Wow, we're pretty dysfunctional today.
Yeah, no, today's been a crazy episode. She can't even
open that. This is interesting.
What is
this
it,
is then? A good, like, let's keep it short.
Okay.
Okay, are you more of a historian or fortune teller / psychic?
Ooh.
One of your friends for sure wrote this.
More of a historian for me. Wait, fortune teller? I don't know what the heck. I don't even know how to
interpret
I'm more
that. Of a psychic. Everything that I think will happen, happens.
Yeah, and I just look at the past to try and understand what I'm going to do next.
I don't look at the past. Also, history is my worst subject.
Well, okay, so that's what I was going to say. History itself, like a world history, I'm so bad at.
I think I'm more of a fortune teller because every time I will call you and be like, Jude,
you predict
something
everything.
Happened. And you'll be like, obviously.
No, like you literally predict everything. It's kind of crazy.
I think I got that from Marina. Shout out.
But I don't know. I think I'm more of a historian. But I don't know.
Why? You like look at the past.
I mean, I just analyze all my actions to try and understand how I'm going to act in the future.
And I just like have.
You just like know what the future is going to happen. Yeah. It's like what? You wake up and you're like, oh my God. Like, don't go here.
I know.
It's like.
Yeah, that's true.
Crazy.
Okay, great.
Okay.
We did it.
That was a fun question.
Okay.
Okay. Crazy episode. embrace embarrassment, maybe? Question mark. For me, I'm going to.
Yeah.
I think
I like your idea of like. Usurping it.
Usurping. Great word.
Word of the day.
Word of the day.
Get on top of it. Well, I think if you're self-aware.
Yeah. If you're with a caveat.
If you're self-aware.
Grab yourself some Advil.
Grab yourself some Advil and what?
Do something embarrassing. Why are you pausing this?
Because I'm like, I don't really think that's the message. Do something embarrassing. Maybe it is.
Follow what you actually want to do in this world.
That's what it is. I think it's more like don't let embarrassment stop you.
Stop you. Okay.
Because I'm like, some embarrassing things, you might be right. I found those girls embarrassing.
But if they wanted to taste their food, they should just taste their food and video
it. Do what you want.
But be a self-aware. That's critical.
Make a TikTok every time you eat something. And tag the Just Friends pod.
Okay.
Okay, do our outro.
Yeah, thank you all so much for listening to this crazy episode. We'll see you next Sunday.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.